For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. An Effingham teen was injured in an accident that occurred on 1100th Avenue, just west of 250th Street, at 6:57 p.m. on Monday. According to a report from the Effingham County Sheriff's Department, 18-year-old Dylan Loy of Effingham was traveling eastbound on 1100th Avenue when he lost control of his vehicle on loose gravel. The vehicle then entered the north ditch, which caused the vehicle to roll onto its driver's side. Loy was taken to HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital in Effingham for treatment. He was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Also, archery season for deer and turkeys may be a bit more crowded in Illinois this year. Governor Rauner last week signed a law that allows hunters to use a crossbow during archery season. The state's old law allowed only elderly hunters or people with disabilities to use a crossbow. The new law opens archery season to all bow hunters, and archery season for both deer and turkey opens October 1st. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. President Donald Trump has civil liberty advocates concerned over his plans to roll back a previous executive order banning police from leasing military equipment. In Illinois, the program has seen some purchases that raise eyebrows. Cole Lauterbach reports.
A suburban Chicago community college leased more than a dozen M16 assault rifles. One of the lowest crime cities in Illinois that touts its gun control ordinances leased 20 M16 rifles. Rural counties have leased helicopters valued at more than $1 million. These are some of the items leased by police forces in Illinois since the federal 1033 program began in 1996. Adam Angievsky with the nonprofit Open the Books says the public needs to know what their police departments are prepared to use.
They need to answer the fundamental question, what is the legitimate law enforcement purpose for this equipment?
Des Plaines Police Chief Bill Kushner says that many departments save taxpayer dollars by getting necessary equipment for pennies on the dollar, but he can't explain some of the leases.
Why do you need 14 .308 rounds in a community where the average distance between homes is 6 feet?
I'm Cole Lauterbach.
This is IRN.